Hey, dear listeners. It's me again. I hope you're hearing me loud and clear. It's been a while. I think that's a part of my standard introduction now. Whenever I start an episode or a train of thought, I just say it's been a while, but it's never really a lie, is it? Last time y'all heard from me, I was trying to get another project off the ground. Sort of very minimalistic audio drama based on a very fun Instagram account called Statville. Yeah. Just like with a lot of my endeavors, that one sort of fell on its ass. Like the moment I started that side project, so to say, the account changed its upload schedule. So before I knew it, I was already weighing over my head, and I decided to pull the plug. And well, if that ain't the story of my life, me just going headfirst into a situation and then realizing I'm not equipped to see that situation to its conclusion and just leaving. But I didn't start this recording just to complain about myself and be like, woe is me. Although there are a few things I would like to get off my chest. You see, I don't know how many of you are going to listen to this, and I also don't know when you'll stumble upon this recording. But if you can hear the explosions outside, don't worry, I'm not in a war zone. I'm just in the Netherlands around New Year's Eve, 2023. In a few hours, my girlfriend will be back from work as a nurse. God, I hope y'all can hear me. You know what? I'm gonna move. Like, just a quick side thing. I'm upstairs right now in the home of my in-laws, just sorting the laundry. And I put my phone, which is also my microphone, on top of the dryer. But every time I'm trying to fold something, I step away from the microphone, so I'm not sure how much of my voice you guys can hear whenever I'm away from my phone. So let me just find a different spot so I can check how much of my voice is being recorded. Yeah, I think this is fine. So anyway, where was I? Oh yeah. So I'm home alone right now on New Year's Eve. Probably not a very unique predicament. I think a lot of people are alone on New Year's. And I don't really have to complain because, as I said before, within a few hours, my girlfriend, or should I say my fiance, will be back, and she and I and our dog can celebrate New Year's together. But I would like to take this moment and reflect on my life a little. Not in the way that I did like a few seconds ago, where I was being my usual self, just complaining about my life. But rather, I would just reflect in a more general sense, not just accentuate the negative, you know. So yeah, a lot has changed this year. And again, when do things not change over the course of a year? 365 days is quite a long time for any human being. So it's pretty much a given that things shift. Friendships are made, friendships are lost. It's just a way of life, really. You know, I started this year as a caretaker. I was on the verge of starting an education in the healthcare sector, and if the cards would have played out right, I'd be a certified caretaker for the disabled elderly. That would have been my life's path for, I don't know, 40 years or something, and then I'd retire, and in the meantime, take tiny steps to try and realize my dreams of being an entertainer. But just like with many people, my life didn't really go as I planned it. Because halfway through this year, I quit being a caretaker. I never even had the chance to start my education. I was in this sort of pre-education stage where I was learning things and I was getting these tiny certificates and I was putting in the hours and washing people's asses, literally, and feeding them and whatnot. You know, whatever a caretaker does, but I never got to the point where I received or where the actual training part started. I don't know if I told the story before, to be honest. It's been a very long time since I've made anything for my podcast, but yeah, so I left. And I went back to my old job in a warehouse. Now, I'm quite happy there. I don't have a lot to complain. I mean, yeah, a lot of my old friends from that place are gone, moved on to greener pastures. You know, in time I'll make new friends, I'm pretty sure of it. What else has changed in my life? Well, as I quickly mentioned before, I no longer have a girlfriend. I have a fiance. I went on this vacation with Julia to Disneyland Paris, where on the second day of our 4-day stay, I asked her to marry me. Luckily, she said yes. Not immediately, though. Like, first I showed off the ring and went on one knee, and then she immediately closed the box the rings were in because she thought I was kidding. Also, she was panicking. But when I assured her that I was being 100% serious and that I really wanted to marry her, she said yes. So that's a good thing that changed. I'm no longer just a boyfriend, I'm a fiancé. Also, I have a dog. I was kind of afraid that our dog, who is now downstairs waiting for me to come back, was gonna bark throughout this recording, but I guess he's just chilling. His name is Finn. He's a big dog, black double fur, loves to bite you when he's excited, loves to bite you when he's happy, loves to bite you when he's angry. He just loves to bite you in general. And let me tell you, back when he was a young puppy, his teeth were very sharp. Like, that has lessened over the months. He's like 27 weeks old now. So he's technically still a puppy, but if you would see him, you'd think he'd be a full-grown freaking dog. Like when people say they got that dog in them, I think they'd have a dog like Finn in mind, because Finn got that dog in him. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Anyway, I love him very much, as a dog owner should. Although I have this lingering sense of, I don't know, anxiety whenever I'm alone with him. Not because I'm afraid of him, but more because I'm afraid for him. I guess in a certain capacity, this anxiety that I'm feeling is pretty much the same anxiety a parent feels for their child. Constantly wondering if their child is all right, if they're taken care of, if they're not lacking anything. You know, if I want to put a little theme on this episode, I mean, at first I wanted the theme to be changes, because, well, a lot of things have changed in my life this year, as I've said before. But I think a better theme would be caring for who, you may ask. Well, in the beginning of this year, I was caring for the disabled elderly. It was my job, and every day I would go to this home and care for 8 to 9 elderly folks who all had mental and physical disabilities. I would get them out of bed, shower them, feed them, bring them to wherever they needed to be, that sort of thing. But in the meantime, I was also taking care of my grandfather. He was 94. And while I was working that job as a caretaker, and while my girlfriend, now my fiance, was working as a nurse, we both also cared for my grandfather, and we took this care upon us alongside my parents, so the load wasn't just carried by us two, but it was a difficult time. You know, Julia tried to let me focus on the fact that I was so lucky to have known my grandfather for 26 years of my life, that he got to be so old and that he was able to meet so many people throughout his life, including Julia. And yeah, I was lucky, and he was too, but it didn't take away the pain when he passed. When he passed away, it was a heavy blow for both me, Julia, my family, obviously. I'll never forget morning I got into my grandpa's home, right after my dad texted us to say that grandpa had passed. And as he was laying motionless in his bed in the living room, I just put my hand on his head and I don't know how normal it is nowadays for a person to touch somebody who is deceased. But if you do it for the first time, nothing prepares you for what it feels like. He was cold. Cold as ice. And It was not a nice experience, to say the least, but I'm glad that I went through it. I'm glad that he more or less passed on his own terms, that he didn't have to go through a long phase of suffering before he went, and I'm glad that I got to speak about him during his funeral, like my dad did. So there was also part of this year where I took care of my grandfather. And now I'm taking care of a dog, which, let me tell you, is not as mentally intensive as taking care of your own grandparent. But it comes with its own challenges, as many dog owners can attest to. So yeah, this year is all about, or has been all about, caring for, in my case, caring for the elderly, caring for my grandfather, and now caring for Finn. And while I'm caring for Finn, I'm also caring for my fiance, caring for and about my parents, my in-law parents, my friends, although I don't see them as much as I would have liked and would like. But going into this new year, which it'll be New Year in roughly 6 hours. I don't really do New Year's resolutions because I'm very bad at sticking to them, but if I were to stick to one resolution, it'd be to just keep caring. Caring for my fiance, caring for my parents, both my own and my in-laws, but caring for my friends, caring for my neighbors, caring for my people, whoever they are, caring for the world. But above all else, like this year and any year that will follow, I will, I never should, stop caring for me. Because no matter how I may feel about the way my life is going, no matter how I may feel about myself, I am the only instrument I have to bring forth the change I want to see for myself. And on that note, I thank you for your time. I hope this train of thought wasn't too incoherent for you. I tried to put a theme on it, but you know how I am. I like to go on tangents. And whenever you hear this, Happy New Year, and take care of yourself. See y'all later.